USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces stepped up their invasion of Ukraine by pressing the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, and attacking other key Ukrainian cities on Friday. Kyiv, a city of 3 million people, is a virtual ghost town this morning. Reports indicate Russian troops are within 20 miles of Kyiv. And the Ukrainians have shot down a Russian jet that slammed into a 9-story apartment building. Despite the sanctions imposed by Western allies on Russian currency, the ruble gained 2.3% against the dollar after hitting a record low in highly volatile trading on Thursday. 2 years ago today in South Carolina, then-candidate Biden announced he would put a black American woman on the Supreme Court. With a vacancy coming up later this year, Biden could be making his announcement today. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
The president is looking forward to announcing a historic, eminently qualified black woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
People of the free world, unite.
There's been a global show of support for the people of Ukraine in Beirut, in Rome, and in New York City. This demonstrator came from that country.
This is not only about Ukraine, it's about everybody out there. Please help our families.
And even people in Russia turning out by the thousands to decry their country's invasion as emotional calls for protests grew on social media. Around 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained. Almost 1,000 of them were in Moscow. Hundreds of posts came in on social media condemning Moscow's most aggressive actions since the 1979 invasion of Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin had called the attack a special military operation. This was a false claim that the U.S. had predicted would be a pretext for invasion. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden imposes more sanctions on Russia's violent and deadly aggression in Ukraine on Thursday.
We've been transparent with the world. We've shared declassified evidence about Russia's plans and cyber attacks and false pretexts so that there could be no confusion or cover-up about what Putin was doing. Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time. We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies. I want to be clear. The United States is not doing this alone. For months, we've been building a coalition of partners representing well more than half the global economy. 27 members of the European Union, including France, Germany, Italy, as well as the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and many others, to amplify the joint impact of our response. I just spoke with the G7 leaders this morning, and we're in full and total agreement. We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to be part of the global economy.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.